The winter study on this week is about the inheritances of Asher, Naphtali, and Dan. Today, specifically about the meaning of the city of Tyre within the border of Asher. So we read in Joshua 19, and the border of Asher turns back to Ramah and to the fortified city Tyre. And the border turns back to Hosah, and the outgoings thereof were at the sea, from the region to Achzib, and Ummah, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities and their villages. Now concerning the city of Tyre, we read, Zidon signifies exterior cognitions of spiritual things. That this is the signification of Zidon is also evident from the fact that Tyre and Sidon were extreme borders of Philistia and were moreover by the sea. And therefore, by Tyre, interior cognitions are signified, and by Zidon, exterior cognitions, that is, of spiritual things, which is also evident from the word. We read again from the Arcana that a merchant, because the people of Tyre were merchants, that a merchant signifies those who have knowledges of good and truth, and that merchandise signifies the knowledges themselves is evident from Ezekiel. Say to Tyre, O thou that dwellest at the entrances of the sea, that art the trader of the peoples to many isles, Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. In silver, iron, tin, and lead they furnished thy fairs. Syria was thy merchant in the multitude of thy handiworks. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy traders. In wheat, Minnith and Panag, and honey and oil and balm, they furnished thy commerce. These things are said concerning Tyre, and by Tyre are signified the cognitions of good and truth, as is plain from the several particulars. Traffickings and merchandise and wares mentioned in this passage are nothing else than these cognitions. And for this reason, Tyre is called the dweller at the entrances of the sea, that waters are cognitions, and that the sea is a collection of them, may be seen above. And Tyre is also called the trader of the peoples to many isles, that is, even to those who are more remotely in worship. That Judah and the land of Israel are traders in wheat, minnith, and panag, honey, oil, and balm, signifies celestial and spiritual things from the word. The other nations and their merchandise, which are mentioned, are the various genera and species of truth and good, thus the cognitions, which are with those who are signified by Tyre. That they are cognitions from which come wisdom and intelligence is plainly evident in the same prophet, where it is thus said, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, by thy wisdom and by thine intelligence thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By the multitude of thy wisdom, by thy trading, thou hast multiplied thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore, behold, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations. From Ezekiel 28. Here it is manifestly evident that the wares with which they traded are the cognitions of good and truth, for from these and from no other source come wisdom and intelligence. And it is therefore said, by thy wisdom and by thine intelligence thou hast gotten thee riches, and thou hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. But when cognitions are for the sake of self, for gaining eminence and reputation or wealth, then they have no life, and those who acquire them are altogether deprived of them. They are deprived of them in the life of the body by embracing falsities for truths and evils for goods. And in the other life, they are wholly deprived even of those which are true. We read in Apocalypse Revealed 4:06, ships signify the cognitions of good and truth in the following passages. Reading from Ezekiel, O Tyre, the builders have perfected thy beauty. Thy wise men were thy shipmasters. All the ships of the sea and their sailors were in thee to trade. The ships of Tarshish were thy troops in thy tradings, from which thou wast exceedingly filled and honored in the heart of the seas. Ezekiel 27. This is concerning Tyre, because the church, as to the cognitions of truth and good, is signified by Tyre in the word, as may be evident from the particulars concerning it in this chapter and in the following, chapter 28, when understood in the spiritual sense. And as the cognitions of the truth and good of the church are signified by Tyre, a ship is therefore described as to the particulars of it, and by each particular is signified some quality of those cognitions that contributes to intelligence. What does the word have in common with the ships of Tyre and its commerce? Questions and comments. Number one, Tyre and Zidon signify interior and exterior cognitions or knowledges, respectively. Can you see a connection between Tyre and Zidon representing cognitions and Asher representing the blessedness of charity? How are cognitions related to charity? Number two, what is the spiritual meaning of ships, which represent cognitions of good and truth, bringing resources from outside the land of Israel? What might some of those resources be in the spiritual sense?